Hello.
Welcome to Under Our Roof. You can already tell.
Under Our Roof.
Voicemail edition.
Tired voicemail edition.
We just arrived.
Just got home from an almost 10-day trip. Our first ever trip with Frances. We've taken her on day trips to Orange County and that kind of thing. But like taking her out of the state, taking her on a plane, a road trip.
This was the TSA.
First. Yeah.
Seeing her little bobble, bald head walking through the TSA sensor because you have to take her out of the car seat is so funny.
I know.
Like you have to take the baby out and she's just like loose goose, like carrying her through the sensor. It's just very ridiculous. We had kind of some Mickey Mouse TSA issues, so I want to kind of giggle at their expense. Obviously, people are just trying to do their jobs, I understand, but TSA is truly a nemesis in my life and has been for a while.
This morning, oh my gosh, we were at Raleigh-Durham Airport, and that was some of the most obnoxious TSA situations. I'm not even going to go into everything.
No, but I will say, sometimes I think those dogs don't know what they're doing.
Oh yeah, they had this whole like.
Sometimes I look at a dog and I'm like, "You have a job. This is serious." And then sometimes I'm like, "I feel like statistically, this dog graduated bottom of the class."
The dogs are not doing anything, and I feel like when we got to the airport, they were just like, they all the TSA people woke up and they were like, "Let's really play security today. Let's do all our tricks. Let's play security really hard today. Let's do a little Mickey Mouse security time."
It was Mickey Mouse security for sure.
Yeah, I was like, this
but
is...
we're home. We're back home. We're completely exhausted, but still wanting to check in with y'all. There's a lot. There's a lot that is happening, and one update that we can give you that we will definitely be making more content or episodes. I mean, we just got to unpack this a lot more, but the short form of this is that my mom is moving into our neighborhood.
That's understating what's happening.
Well, how specific do you want to be? She's not moving in under our roof, but this lady moving close.
I don't see how it's any sort of like safety or privacy to say what it is.
I trust you.
If anyone is like, oh, someone can find you from saying this, then tell me.
But let us know and we'll take this down.
But I don't think you can. Basically, Grace's mom is moving across the street from us. Directly across the street from us. And we will share the whole story soon. I remember when this happened, I remember thinking like, oh, this is going to be so fun to talk about on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And I envisioned like a whole episode rollout, explaining the whole story.
I think we could do a series because it's like one, the logistics of it. And then two, we are trying to, and will, because we must, furnish a little house on a budget.
Yeah. So we are getting the keys to the house directly across the street from us on May 1st. Grace's mom moves out a couple weeks after that, and it's an unfurnished house. Mm-hmm. We gotta get everything. I am so tired. I'm not making any sense. We have to fill the house with things that you need to live in.
Yeah, make it cozy.
Yes.
And it's also going to be a big part of Frances's life because the reason why my mom is coming all this way is to help us with childcare.
Yeah, so we had been planning on hiring a nanny. We are no longer hiring a nanny. Franny's granny is going to be her nanny. Mm-hmm. We're so excited. It's really a dream come true with me going back to work in a few weeks and just wanting Frances to have family helping. Mm-hmm. I didn't ever think this would be possible because we don't live near family until now, and also just the fact that it's the house directly across the street. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of lore here.
Yes, there's a lot of lore. We will tell the whole story because it's really fun how this all happened. It was not a long game sort of thing. It was very spontaneous. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool.
And I think very inspiring as
I
well.
Think it's super think it's inspiring. So yeah, this is clickbait. Well, I'm going to put clickbait in the title, honestly. Like, we're like life update, mm-hmm. big news, but we're not giving you that much because I am truly running on fumes. It is 9 p.m.
We woke up at 2 a.m.
It's 9 p.m. West Coast time. We woke up at 1:30 a.m. West Coast time, which mm-hmm. was 4:30, if my math is right. That's the time change, right? Three hours? Yeah, so we woke up at 1:30 a.m. West Coast time, but we were on the East Coast, so 4:30, to catch an 8 a.m. flight, and we had to... There's just so much. You have to go return the rental car, take the shuttle, have the baby. Yeah. Frances is amazing. I'm so proud of her. Like, we were landing on the flight, and there was a baby up ahead of us, like, screaming during the landing. I'm sure the poor baby's ears hurt. Frances was just giggling at me the whole time. Just vibing. She was just vibing. And here's the thing. Frances will have hard times. Like, she will go through times where she's not having a great time, mm-hmm. and we will have to help her through those times. But this trip was not one of those times.
She had her moments, but...
She had like a couple moments mm-hmm. of sadness on the trip. I mean, it was a 10-day trip. She cried. She like cried hard like one time that I can think of.
It's amazing because I don't even really remember it now. I just know that it wasn't like she was like a robot just like smiling the whole time. But generally speaking, I've just been so proud of her from the day she was born.
Yeah.
Just every single hurdle. And earlier tonight when she was like kind of thinking about rolling over, I'm like, it's just the most fascinating, incredible experience to be like, oh my gosh, this baby's on a roll. This baby cannot be stopped.
I know. She's amazing. I have to say, I mean, I'm her mom, so I sound like right. self-absorbed. I feel like being like, my baby's amazing.
But it's true. I mean, you always hear this from parents of like, you will really be so just enamored with your child. Yeah. And it's true. You're also like aware of like, yeah, I mean, I can roll over, big deal. Like, I'm like, big deal, like that Frances is like working on doing that. But there's just something like very, very beautiful about watching a totally new person come into their own, and the great honor of being able to guide her through this life is just incredible. And it's so fun.
Yeah, the trip was awesome.
Yeah,
we might share more about it, I guess, when we do a longer episode.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, probably tomorrow when this comes out, am planning on putting in my Instagram stories a few products. I'm not going to like link them or anything. I'm not really in the business of doing that, but just describing what they are, like the car seat that we used. And anyway, just sharing.
We could do a more in-depth episode on So You Want to Travel with the Baby.
Yeah, we could. And I'm going to do a mini version of that, of like things that really helped us. Cause I feel like, not that it's about having a positive attitude and like planning well, I think, to some degree, but there are, I feel like with a baby, certain like items that really, really help make things easier.
Last question before we sign off. Do you think we overpacked or underpacked for this trip?
I think we very slightly overpacked.
Mm-hmm.
Very slightly though. I used almost every single thing I packed. The only things, I packed a couple items of clothing for me that I didn't wear. I packed a few items of clothing for Frances that she didn't wear. And I actually packed a bunch of like different sleep items for her that we didn't use. So we still are swaddling her a little bit because she can't roll from back to belly yet. So when they start rolling from their back to their belly, you have to stop swaddling them. But she... I don't know. I think we kind of have to stop because she's like starting to show signs of doing it. But she was not on the trip. She like just today started to show some signs of doing that. So I ended up just putting her in her Ollie swaddle, which is my favorite swaddle, every night of the trip. But I brought like sleep sacks. I brought like two different brands of sleep sacks and different things. And I don't know. I think because we were having her sleep in a new environment, she's always slept in our room in a bassinet every single night of her life that she hasn't been in the hospital. And this was the first time she slept somewhere else. So I wanted to be prepared. So I don't regret bringing a lot of options, but in the end, I didn't need all that stuff. But also she started sleeping through the night again on the trip.
Thank goodness.
Which I'm very proud of her.
We might be different now with the time change, but I think we're out of the weeds of sleep regression.
Yeah, there was a phase where she was waking up like every hour one night, and I felt like I was dying.
No, and then you're such a trooper.
Yeah, it was hard. But on the trip, she started sleeping through the night again, which is amazing. So we'll see how she does tonight. Because, yeah, the time change, I don't know what's going to happen. I ripped her from her crib at 4:50 a.m. or 4:50 a.m. Eastern, so 1:50 a.m. Pacific this morning. And she's just been, like, napping on and off all day since then. And then I put her to sleep at 8 p.m. here, so 11 p.m. on the East Coast, and I have no idea what's going to happen today or in the morning. All I know is I'm about to get in the shower and then go to sleep, like, right after I press hit end recording on this.
I can't wait. Well, we'll be back next week with
a real
more details.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about our new neighbor.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm so fired.
I know. Hey, thank you for bearing with us. We'll see you next week on the podcast that we call Under Our Roof.
Bye.
Bye.